So one word of hakdama is that it might not be so wise for me to give this shiur. So when I was discussing it with Nechama on Friday, she said, you should not give this shiur. This is a terrible idea. So already I'm getting off on the wrong foot, because at that point there was no going back. I already sent out this article, which I had been saving because I thought it was very interesting. So that's one problem I'm already facing this morning. The other is that everybody has to know their place. Everybody has to know who they are and what their context is. So it's important for me to reflect upon the fact that everything that we're going to share this morning, it relates to different people in different ways. And so I don't presume to be an expert in anything in the world, and I don't even presume to understand the experience we're going to about to discuss, because I haven't ever been in that situation. But we're reflecting on it based on what we found in this article, but more importantly, on some Torah sources that everybody can take on their own and think about how they're going to integrate it into their own way of looking at life. So I have nothing to say on this topic personally, but as a reflection. The last observation is that we're talking about, the topic today is what I decided to call the Elders of Zion. We're talking about the topic, why everything you know about aging is probably wrong. That was the article that I saved. This article I've been collecting, just, I have now a big stack of different articles that I want to get to. This was from December 1st. Most important, researchers are finding that as people get older, friendships, creativity, and satisfaction with life all can flourish. So recently, Nechama was joking about me. I think she was joking. She said, really, I'm really very old at heart. So I think it was a compliment, I think. And that is that I have a special relationship with many people in my life who are, we could say, they're more seasoned. You know, Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed, as some of you know, to have two grandmothers who are not, they're not in their 70s and they're not in their 80s. And I'm not going to say anything more than that, because they probably wouldn't want me to say anything more than that. But the idea of reflecting on how we relate to people of an older generation is what this article is really relating to. It's how people who are of an older generation relate to themselves, but I think it also says something about how people in a younger generation relate to people in an older generation, especially in a culture today that in some ways has to some degree permeated even our community, in the sense that in many places, and I'm not making a judgment call, I'm just observing, many places you have the young professionals minion, because the young people want to daven with the young people, and the older generation, they don't want to daven with the young people, so they have their special, they have their group, their minion, they daven at a certain time. And all of a sudden, you have this situation where there isn't the type of interaction between different generations that maybe there was in different times when communities were different, when the demographics of a community were different. So you had different kinds of interaction between younger people and more seasoned members of the community. When I was growing up in our shtiebel, so it was one shtiebel, so you had older European Jews who used to sit in the Mizrach Vant, and when my brother and I, we used to go up to Duchen, so there was one particular Yid who used to tell us jokes, Yiddish jokes. So I still remember, I was a kid, but I was training in Duchening, so he would say, you know, half English, half Yiddish, how many Avinu Malkeinus are there? And then, so we're all calculating, says, only one. And he had other similar jokes like that. Old Yiddish jokes. So there are a lot of special people in my life who are of this discussion, and it's important to think about how we relate to it. So the discussion here in the article has to do with this whole notion. And the Gemara in Shabbos on page number 1 identifies a challenge of getting older. And it's in the context of Barzilai Hagiladi. Now, the Gemara doesn't have such a favorable perspective on Barzilai. Barzilai was a loyal friend of David HaMelech. David HaMelech says to him, you know, come to Yerushalayim, live with me, I'll take care of you. And he says to him, no. Ben Shimonim Shana Onochi Ayom. I am 80 years old today. Ha'ida Ben Tov L'ra. Can I distinguish anymore between good and bad? So now the Gemara presents some of the challenges of the later years. And on the, it's interesting to note that when Rashi comments on this Gemara, on the top left where I put the underline, Rashi says, "Bezikna meruba ka'amar." It's talking about excessive old age. And that's, what is zikna meruba? That's subjective. That's not so clear. What? How do you define zikna meruba in different generations? Because people are living to different age expectancies in different different times. So the Gemara says certain challenges. That one is mikan shedatan shel zikena mishtano. Sometimes people's minds, lo aleinu. We know people. Many of us, I would say, in our own lives, can reflect on different people who we knew at different times, who sometimes their mind, when they were growing older, whether it was parents or grandparents or friends or siblings. So that was one challenge that they faced. And I would say it's probably the most difficult challenge when we see people. I remember when my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, so when he had his second stroke, when he had his first stroke, he was still, you know, very with and he was still very active. And he was, and we'll talk about it a little bit more later, he was regular at his exercises, physical therapies, and his minyanim. And then when he had a second stroke, that impacted his mind. And that... it was like a shell of a person. It was like it wasn't there almost, kimat. So that's the first challenge. Daitan shel zakenim mishtano. Sometimes their mind leaves. Im yitam avdecha esa sher ocha veesa sher eshtem. Mikan says the Gemara, shesif so seim shel zakenim mitarfo. Sometimes their ability to eat, sometimes their mouth becomes fickle. Says the Gemara then, im eshma od bekol sharim visharos. Mikan she ozneim shel zakenim miskabdos. Sometimes the hearing becomes a challenge for people who get older. And then the Gemara says, on page 2, there's also a spiritual challenge for older people. A fascinating way of looking at something maybe we hadn't considered. The Gemara says, Shlomo Amar Bachachmaso, Shlomo HaMelech said in his great wisdom, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, Ad asher lo yavo yemei hara, until the bad days should arrive. What are those? Eilu Yemei HaZikna. So why are the Yemei Zikna called Yemei Ra? So look at the Rambam on page 3. Fascinating. The Rambam says, you know why? You know why it's a challenge in the later years? He says, this Pasuk, Hu Sheshlomo Omar, in the bracket here, in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, Uzechores Borecha Bimei Bechurosecha, remember God in your young years, Ad Asher Yalo Yavo Yemei HaRav Yigiyo Shana Mashatom Levelehem Bein Chayfetz. What does the Rambam say? You know what the challenge is? He says, because Tshuva is different in the later years. Because the Rambam talks about different kinds of Tshuva. There's proper Tshuva, good, upstanding Tshuva, where a person returns to who they really are. And then there's Tshuva, the Rambam says, called Platinum Tshuva. Platinum tshuva is where a person is in the same circumstance that they were when they were younger, and they're able to transform themselves so that they don't succumb to the same temptation. When the person was younger, they were once in a candy store and they couldn't help themselves. They could have helped themselves, but they didn't. And they took something that they shouldn't have taken, and they left the store. So they violated yesterday's parsha, Lo Signovu. They stole something. Now, maybe they had charata later on. Maybe they gave money back to the owner. They left a dollar under the doorstep with a note saying, I'm sorry, I took, you know, kids, adolescents, they do dumb things. But the Rambam says there's a different kind of tshuva. It's not just you leave the dollar in the envelope for the shopkeeper. When you come back to the candy store the next time, and you still feel like, you know what, that candy's still looking at me, and you don't have a dollar in your pocket, and you say, but you know what, it's not proper. And I'm not going to take it without paying for it. I learned my lesson from last time. The Rambam says, that's the ultimate tshuva, because you see, you've showed, you've transformed your personality. So the Rambam says, but sometimes he says, interestingly, from a spiritual standpoint, that gets harder when a person gets older, because they don't have the same interest that they're going to, they go back to the same candy store, now they're buying the candy for their great-grandchildren. They're not, Baruch Hashem, they have their retirement, they're not looking for candy, they can't even eat the candy, they're not interested, it's so not appealing. So the Rambam says, in a certain sense, you want to make sure that you settle all of your early misgivings early so that you don't miss out on Platinum Tshuva. A very interesting way that the Rambam formulates this challenge. And then, finally, this is a famous Pasuk in Tehillim in page 4, that there is an additional spiritual challenge. but it's also an opportunity. Says the pasuk, "Al tashlicheini la'es zikna." Do not throw me la'es zikna. So this pasuk can be translated in very interesting ways. Don't throw me to the old years. Kechlos kochi, when my strength wanes, al ta'azveni. Do not abandon me. So Rashi says, what does that mean? La'es zikna, when I become seasoned, unfortunately, with averus. I did a lot of things that I regret. So don't abandon me. Just because I made a lot of mistakes, Ribono Shel Olam, please stay with me. That's one. But it's very interesting that in the Metzudas David, he says that, you know what I'm recognizing when I'm in my later years, he says, when I don't have the same strength that I did, I might have thought that when I was younger, it was me. I did it all. I raised this family. I built this business. I took care of such and such. You know, I thought that I did it. And then, if that's really what it is, so then in the old days, there's nothing left. But he's saying, essentially, the Ribono Shel Olam is saying, David HaMelech is saying to the Ribono Shel Olam, don't leave me, because the truth is, the same way that you took care of everything for me when I was younger, you please take care of everything when I'm in my later years. So there's this idea that all of a sudden, the recognition of the role of the Ribono Shel Olam, like some of us feel sometimes, we're invincible, we got everything under control. Then, when the pilot hits about 10,000 feet and there's a little bit of turbulence, then you start holding on to the handrails, you start davening, you start thinking back to your physics class, can it fall, can't it fall, the Ribono Shel Olam is taking care of me. So the idea of a person's relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam changing over time. So these are some of the challenges. So by the time I got finished with this on Friday with Nechama, she's like, this is the worst year you've ever given. It's like, this has got to be the worst year. So, all right, there's only one way to go from here. So there is an amazing, amazing Medrash Tanchuma. So Medrash Tanchuma is on page 5. Now, the reason why I find this Medrash Tanchuma fascinating is because this edition of the Medrash Tanchuma, which I got, a lot of the Marmar Komos today came from my searching through the Aspaklaria encyclopedia. So they have two Medrash Tanchumas there. One is in the classic Medrash Tanchuma edition that I have on the shelf. And then there's another different version. This is the Buber edition that I was able to get on the Bar Ilan. So that's why it's in this print. Says something amazing. Vavram Zokain, Avram Avinu was old. Bo Re'ei, Me'odam Va'ad Avraham. Look at from Avdom to Avraham. Esrim Doros, 20 generations. Ve'in Ksiv Bahem Zikna. It doesn't say that anyone became old. Elabo. So isn't that interesting? No one ever got old until Avram Avinu. So he says the Medrash, that's true. What happened? Hayamolidim bonum ubonos. People had children and grandchildren. Velo hayunikarin eze haben veeze haav. No one could discern who was the father and who was the son, who was the mother, who was the daughter, because everyone looked the same. No one aged. You can imagine what this would have done to the cosmetic industry in the mall. It would have been mamish. Everybody looked young, unless they all looked old. And now this is why this medrash is different than the other one. This medrash says, "V'hayu habonim makim es ha'avos v'lo hayu yodim." The children would hit their parents, and no one would notice. No one would take heed. That's why this medrash is different than the regular Tanchuma, because the Tanchuma doesn't have this line. It's like, whoa! The younger generation was hitting the older generation, and no one could tell the difference because they all looked the same. Shenemar, as it says, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, next line, Shehayu hakol shavin ad shebo Avram, until Avram Avinu came, v'nasan lo hakadosh baruch hu es ha'atara hazu. God gave him a crown, shehu itor la'adam k'shehu mazkin, that it comes to a person that their look changes when they get older. And that is, according to the Medrash, it's a crown. It's a gift. And when does that person have a difference in look? Says the Medrash. Amazing, amazing. When a person does... Tzedakah here doesn't mean charity, because that would be nosing tzedakah. Usually when Chazal says the word tzedakah, it's oset tzedakah. What's mean?
Righteousness.
Right. You do the right thing. When a person leads a proper life, oset tzedakah, that's when, after they accumulate such a lifestyle, such a measure of accomplishment, then when they get older, that's an atara. It's a gift. It's a crown. That's what this medrash says. And that's why the Gemara says,
Avram had to merit. He had to be zoche to the gift of zikna. Nobody merited the gift of zikna until Avram Avinu came along. It was a crown. It was an atara. And therefore it says in the pasuk, ateres tiferes seva. Amazing. And it can even be broken down further. And this is the next page on page 6. Based on yesterday's parasha. Oh, amazing. The pasuk says in yesterday's parasha, Mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zakein. A person should rise for in front of someone who has seva. How would you translate seva?
Elderly,
I guess. Okay. And v'hadarta pnei zakein. And you should give honor to an older person. So just, we'll stop right there for a second. Is that repetitive? Mipnei seva takim. Takum, from an elder person you should get up, v'hadarta, and you should give hadar to glory, honor to a zakein. Is it redundant? No, it can't be redundant.
One could be wisdom, one could be
One could be
age.
Good, one could be age, one could be wisdom, so that's already we're being mechavein. Notice the words seva and zakein are not necessarily the same. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, when it talks about different ages, right, by 13, it's 18, 40, to Bina, so the text of the Mishnah that we have is ben shishim lezikna, 60 is zikna, and shivim leseva, 70 for seva, shmonim legvuros, etc. So therefore, just based right off the bat, mipnei seva takum, so Vavadya, Seichet Tzadik Levracha, has in the tshuvas, niyachavadas and chela gimel, he says, there are some who have a different girsa, but he says, therefore, because the Mishnah says, ben shivim leseva, and the pasuk says, mipnei seva takum, so therefore, once a person reaches the age of 70, we have to stand for them. And I told this to my children. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that when a person reads, that's what he paskins. The minority opinion, he says, is that the age of 60, that when there's a person who reaches the age of 60, then the younger people have to stand for them. But he says we don't paskin like that. We paskin that when it comes to the age of 70. And that is related to the other pasuk, v'hadarta, that it's when there's a place of hidur. Meaning, let's say someone comes into the room. No one in this room qualifies for this, so, all right. Somebody who was over the age of 70, who walked into the room, so the din is only when there's a makom hidur, when it's clearly perceived as honoring the person. Let's say somebody was on the other end of shul, and they were over the age of 70, so I wouldn't have to stand for them, because it's not clear that when I stand for them, I'm showing them any respect. It's when they're in my dalet amos, so dalet amos, I don't know how long that is, about 10 feet? So when an older person is within 10 feet of a younger person, so they're obligated to stand. They don't have to stand all day. They're obligated to stand until the person moves on. That's kima sheyesh ba hidur. This is the two parts of the psukim. The first part said you have to stand up. Well, what are the parameters of that? Vahadarta, when it shows that you're honoring the person. If the person is somewhere far away, then there's no. It's not clearly discernible that I'm standing up for them. It has to be that there's a connection. Yeah.
Seva, I thought the shoresh comes from Sevua, to be satisfied. In other words, you reach to a certain age, you've reached the point of being satisfied with your past.
Beautiful. So we're going to get to that. And you're very close to the Rav Hirsch. You're already machaving to Rav Hirsch. We'll get to in a second. Yeah.
How young are you supposed to be to stand up?
So that's a great question. I didn't see that anywhere in the psukim. I assume it means... Anybody
for
who's
69-year-old stands for a 70.
I assume that's probably true. So Rav Avadya has a further... What's that?
70-year-old would have to stand for a 70.
I'm not sure that is 70. Really the whole point is that it's a younger person giving honor to the other person. I don't think that an older person has a stand. So Rav Avadya has a further tshuva where he points out, therefore, the second tshuva that he has here is, let's say somebody's sitting on a bus in Israel, hanosea ba'otobus tziburi, a person traveling on the Eged bus, on the public bus, uba'achas hachanus, we'll get to that in a second, and he gets close to him. Do you have to stand up when that person comes on to give them a seat? So Rav Avadya says, absolutely. If they're within your dalet amos, your 10-foot radius, you're mechuyev to stand up. And if it's not within 10 feet, he says it's not obligated, but it's proper. it's proper to stand up. He says, unless the person, God forbid, is disabled, so then they're an onus. They can't stand up. They themselves can't stand. So if they can't stand, there's no obligation. But he says, you have to stand. So this is all just the halachic kind of permutations of how it breaks down, that it's appropriate to stand. It's appropriate to stand for, we're obligated to stand for a person who is older. But then the question becomes, what about the second part of the pasuk? That's the seva. Who is the zakein? If we just said that the criterion is, the cutoff is the age of 70, that's a person who has this life experience that we have to give them immediate honor. So what does that mean for the zakein? So the Gemara says, zakein is ze shekana chachma. That's mi shekana chachma. Ein zakein ela mi shekana chachma. That means also for a rabbi, somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. So that would give us the second obligation. So wait a second, how do these parts of the Pesukim fit with each other? The second part is talking about a Talmud Chacham, Zakein. The first part is talking about a Seva. So now the Gemara wants to know, does the older person also have to be a scholar? Or do you stand for everyone who's elderly? So the Gemara says, we passing like Isi Ben Yehuda, and that's the underline here. And on the second underline, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda says, Mipnei seva takum, we should get up before, we should rise before an elderly person, afilu kol seva b'mashma. Every elderly person, it doesn't matter whether they are a zakein, meaning they have wisdom, or they're not a zakein, there's two dinim. So this is what it means now. This pasuk is broken into two halves. You have the seva, the elderly person. It could be they're not observant. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter. That person is older, and we'll get to why in a second. Or could be they're a young person, but they're a Torah scholar. Oh. So this is a halachic distinction between the seva and the zakein. But Rav Hirsch has such a beautiful insight, similar to what you were saying, into the difference between seva and a zakein. So it's two places. The first one, it's just an introduction. It's in the beginning of Chumash and Parshas Chayisar, where it describes that Avram was old. He says that Zakein, as we explained earlier, this root, which is related to the word Samach Chaf Nun, Sochein. What is Sochein? It's to soak up. To absorb, exactly. And Zin denotes one who has become wise through the experience of life. As opposed to a na'ar, and I never saw this before until I saw this for first, I'm like, this is incredible. What does the word na'ar mean? Yeah. But he says it also means something else. Lina'er means to shake off, to shed. He says, as opposed to a na'ar, who still shakes off impressions, does not absorb impressions permanently, does not learn from life, but seeks to shape his world out of himself. A nar is someone, it's almost like it's a little bit of a flaky kind of connotation. He's nowhere, an experience happens to him, but does he really absorb it? Does he really learn from it? A person who has life experience has absorbed so much, has experienced so much. You know, I reflect on having a quality time sometimes. It's a great bracha with Rabbi Pelkovitz from the White Shul. So last year we had the great gift. We were with him for Pesach. We're with him again this year. Thank God. So we took him. We had four generations. We all rented vans. And we went on Chol HaMoed to a baseball game, to a Yankees game. And he was telling us in the car that he remembers going to the Yankees games in the 1930s as a boy, when it was 50 cents a ticket. 50 cents to go to a Yankees game. That's a lot of experience.
That was big money.
That's exactly. So now Rav Hirsch takes this idea and he takes it even farther. Amazing. Turn to page 8. And this is on yesterday's parsha. He says, there's a difference between seva and zikna. You want to know why we stand for people who are older? Amazing. He says, he who honors seva honors experience. Maybe, Rev Bernie, that's what you were alluding to. Become full of something. That is, he honors the natural human perception that matures through the repeated events of life and nature. That explains why it is that Kol seva b'mashma, like Isa ben Yehuda says, every person, every older person has that experience. You can learn a lot from people, even if they don't have like technical book knowledge, they have life experience. And then he goes on to say, he who honors zikna honors wisdom. That is, he honors the understanding of life and nature that is obtained from God's word. For God's word reveals the divine source and purpose of life and nature and their significance for our mission. We must pay tribute to both the clear and circumspect human intellect, which matures through experience, and the Spirit of God, which proceeds from the Torah. And whenever we find them, in the aged and the wise, we are to show our homage by rising and honoring. And he says, amazingly, that's why it's juxtaposed in the Parsha to Ov and Yudoni, these necromancers, soothsayers. Says Rav Hirsch, you want to find wisdom? Don't go to superstitious guys. You know who we should go to? What does it say in the Pasuk? Sha'al avicha v'yagetcha. Ask people who have been around the block. You want to know how to guide your life? Don't go to some, you know, the Rashi describes some freak person there speaking through a bone and conjuring up spirits. Don't do that, says Rav Hirsch. Speak to people who have life experience, who have wisdom. So it's a good question. The Gemara has a description in Maseches Kiddushin that even in the case of a parent would stand for a child who is a Talmud Chacham. But it depends. Not every Zakein, some people find it difficult to stand. So then they're honest, they're not obligated. But as a matter of principle, it should be so. And the same way that the Talmud Chacham will stand for the Zakein, for the Seva, exactly. But the interesting dynamic there in the Gemara was how the parent was standing for the child and then the child was standing for the parent. It's also, right, but it's also, the Gemara also says it's important that whoever it is that is going to be receiving the honor, you know, some people, it's a little bit of a Yetzer Hara, it says you shouldn't be matriach. So I remember that used to go visit my grandmother when she lived in Kiryat Moshe. So I would go to Merkaz Harav, and the Rosh Yeshiva Merkaz Harav, Zichron Levracha, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. His name was Rav Avram Shapira. But he was only about 4'9". So he also didn't like, he had a great sense of humor. He didn't like so much kavod. So he would like sneak into the Beis Medrash. Nobody would stand up. No one saw him. And then when somebody would see him, then they would stand up. It was kind of like a cascading effect. All you saw was a hat. There was one little round hat, and that was, you know, that Rav Shapira was in the Beis Medrash. But this idea that both are included fits. There's a beautiful Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam on page 9 from the Seder. What does it mean when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Hare ani kaven shivim shana? What do you mean you're like 70 years old? So there's the famous Rashi who describes that, and that's what the Pirush says, that he describes that he had his hair turned dark colors, from dark to light, because he was only 18 years old. But the Rambam says, and his Pirush HaMishnayos is there, in the underline, V'lo amar ben shivim shana. He didn't say, I am actually, on page 9, I'm actually 7 years old. Ki lo hoya ben shivim el tzor liyamim. He was young, hoya, v'hoya marbe l'shanos v'lilmod v'likros yom v'layla ad asher toshash kocho v'nizrika bo seva. You know what he did? He worked so hard at studying that he aged at a young age. Because he's saying that seva, it's not so much about the number on the clock. It's about the wisdom that a person accumulates. So you have younger people who age quicker. Now that could be the parallel to the fact that he looked older. He had a white beard. But he's saying that he applied himself to his learning so much that he also had the insight. And you see that sometimes. Sometimes you talk to people and they really work hard and they become wise at a young age. But it goes to the same point, which is that a person who is more seasoned has so much to offer. And that brings us now to page 10. Yeah.
But this flies in the face of a lot of the current American mores.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yes. Yeah, that what?
Well, a person who's like over 45 or 50 is tossed to the winds when it comes to getting a job. And we know experiences going on right now of people in the academic community who are world famous, but they're in their 70s and their PhD candidates have no use for them because they know more than the masters. And these people are having a terrible time, and the universities are having a terrible time. What do you do with them? Because they are distinguished title holders, but the young people say they don't know what's the new stuff.
So I would say, if I had to summarize the upshot of this year, that would be what it is. And very often in our conversations on Sunday, we embrace what's going on and we celebrate it through the prism of Torah. And sometimes we say, no, wait a second. We have a perspective that is different. We have a perspective that is different. And that's, I think, we'll talk a little bit more about that we're going to develop that, but that's what I think is lacking in society today. And who am I to say? You know, I'm not an expert in anything, but this is the perspective that we need to, because everybody, you know, I don't know, what did they say? Young is hip, young is cool, you know. I once heard Rabbi Jonathan Rosenblatt, he was talking about, he likes getting old, he's happy to get old. You know, the whole idea that, you know, one is better than the other, says the Medrash Rabbah. Look at this Medrash Rabbah on page 10. Lech va'asafta es ziknei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you want to go redeem the Jewish people? Go gather the elders. Says the Medrash, La'olam zikenim ma'amidim es Yisrael. It is the elders of the community that establish the community. As it says in the Pasuk in Yehoshua, V'chol Yisrael uzikenav v'shodrav v'shodav omdim mizeh omizeh la'aron. Amosai Yisrael omdim. When do the people stand? When does the Jewish community stand? K'sheyesh lahem zikenim. When we have elders. When we have people who have been around the block. That whole notion that you say, well, the people who are elders, they have nothing to say. Fakert, if you don't have zikenim, so then what do you have? And this is brought out in a very famous story on page 11 that Chazal are very attuned to, the story of Rechavam ben Shlomo. So Rechavam was a new king, and we're not going to see the whole story inside because I just gave you the whole, this is just the skira. Rechavam was a new king after the passing of his father Shlomo, and Yeravam ben Nevat is starting some trouble. And the people say, look, we have a problem. There's too many taxes here. The high taxes are too high. So what does Rechavam do? He says, let me get back to you. Give me 3 days. I'm going to get my security council, my economic council, my cabinet. We're going to discuss what to do about this problem that the people complain there are too many taxes. Okay, so what did he do? So he took an Eitzah on Pasuk Vav, in Yud Beis Vav, Vayiva'at HaMelech Rechavam Es HaZakenim. First, he took an Eitzah from the older people, and they were the people who advised his father. Asher hoy omdim es pnei Shlomo oviv b'yoso chai lemar. What do you think? And they said to him, listen, if you want to be smart, here's what you do. Take it easy on them. They said they want to break in the taxes, give them a break. If you give it to them, you give them a little bit now, trust us, they'll give you back more later. That was his first thing. He abandoned. He left. And the word aziva is a very strong lashon, like
rejected.
He rejected it. Yeah, that's a very strong lashon. Vayazov.
He was a nar.
Exactly. That's right. And that's, by the way, that's the Yiddish expression, right? I assume no present company.
No.
Eres gevein anar, right? That's the same Yiddish. What does he do? Notice how he calls them Yiladim. Right? I assume they weren't Yiladim. Yiladim are children. They were probably, you know, probably, I don't know, 30s, 40s. But how does the Tanakh refer to them? Children. Yiladim. That's what we say to our kindergarten children. Yiladim. So vis-a-vis, what's the Tanakh? What's the Rabbanu Shlomo trying to tell us here? That vis-a-vis the Zakenim, you guys, you're like school children. You're Yiladim. Asher Godlu ito, that they grew up with him. Asher Omdim Lefanav. These are the new guys. They know better. Vayomar lehem, ma atem noatzim, v'nashiv davar asa'am. And they said, vayidabru elav hayiladim, 3 lines, asher gadlu ito. What is gadlu? Why does the Tanakh say asher gadlu ito? Why is that important?
They're the same age as him.
They're the same age. So right, I got that they're the same age, but it keeps saying again, they grew up with him.
Some grew up and some didn't.
Okay. That's for sure one. And I think there's even further is that, wait a second, the Navi is trying to say they have no more experience in life than he does. So what is he asking their Eitzah for? They don't know any better than him because they were born when he was. They grew up when he was. And that's the emphasis here. Again, I'm not a Tanakh scholar. I'm just a student here. But I think the fact that the Navi repeats it is trying to emphasize that. They weren't here before he grew up. They didn't see the last recession or the last war. Kol Sarma Lama Zeh, you know what he says? Avicha, second to last line, your father on the right hand column, Hichbid Es Uleinu, Vatahakem Eleinu, tell them this. Kodni Avami Mosni Avi. I am stronger than my father. My father gave you taxes. Oh, Chinvei, wait for my taxes. It's going to be much stronger. And what's the end? What's the upshot of this story?
That revolution.
And it's over. That was the split. Now the Ribbon Shalom foretold this, and it's Hashgacha Pratis. So wait a second, what's the point of telling the story? So you should learn a lesson. So Chazal say in several places, they say, look at this story. And don't be a nar, right? Don't think that you're gonna come with your boys and your girls, you guys know everything, because you know. No, ask the people who came before you. And this is the challenge we face. Take a look at this Gemara. It's almost prophetic on page 12. This is a very complex, mystical Gemara. The Gemara says in the end, way, way at the end of Masechah Sota, Be'ikvos Mashicha, Ikvasat Mashicha, at the footsteps of the Mashiach. And that is the time in which we find ourselves right now. This is the Ikvasat Mashicha. We hope it'll come soon. Says the Gemara, Chutzpah Yazge. Chutzpah will proliferate. There'll be a measure of brazenness, audacity. Chutzpah Yazge. And the Gemara describes certain trends, certain social phenomena. You're nodding. Chutzpah Yazge. What does the Gemara say? Na'orim Pnei Zekenim Yalbinu. Young people, they will shame, they won't respect the elders. Zekenim yamdu mipnei ketanim. Old people will stand up for young people. That's the Gemara says. Azem is shuganer. The Gemara says, you know when society is backwards, you know you're in the ikvas of the Mashiach, when people are throwing away the old people, and the old people have to come and do korum before the young people. That's when you know that your society is upside down. That's when you know it's the Ikvasat the Mashicha. Because it's exactly the opposite. Because it's the older people who have the Atara of Avram Avinu that they have that experience and that wisdom to offer. So the Gemara, I want to close with one Gemara on page 13. And this I thought was the most interesting. Of all the different things that I saw, I thought this Gemara was the most interesting. So far, nobody has walked out being insulted. So we're still here. Says the Gemara, Amrule l'Reb Yochanan. They said to Reb Yochanan, Ika Sabi Bavavel? Are there old people in Bavel? Tamei, wonder, how can that be? How can there be old people in Bavel? It says in the Pasuk, Leman Yerbu Yemechem Vimei Venechem Al Ho'adama, so that your days and the days of your children will be lengthened on the land. Ksiv, it's on the land. Avo b'chutz la'aretz lo. So how can you have people who live to old age in chutz la'aretz? They're not living in Israel. They don't have that description of the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Kevan da'amri, since they say, Mekadmi umachashichi lebei kenishta, since they get up early and they stay late in the Beit Knishta, in the shul, that's how they merit to have long life. Omar, he said, Hainu dahani luhu. This is that it helps them, exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Gedam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, to his son, Lebenei, to his son, Kedimu vachashuchu, v'ailu lebei kenishta, get up early and go to shul, ki hechi de turchu chaya, so you'll live a long life. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara's Havamina that they only have long life in Israel. Then the Gemara's conclusion that you can have long life outside of Israel. And they merit that because they come early to shul and they stay late in the shul. What does that Gemara mean? So the Maharsha says, he says, you know why? Because the shul, the Gemara has this tradition, Chazal has a tradition that the shul is going to be uploaded ultimately to Israel. Like Lahavdol today, you upload something to a computer, you move it up. So all the shuls are going to be, Bate Knesias and Bate Midrash is going to be moved to Israel. And therefore, wherever you come to shul, it's like being in Israel. So when you come to shul, you have the merit of being in Israel, so everybody can tap into the Arichas Yomim of the blessing of Israel. That's one pshat. But I think there's another element here. I think there are two elements. One is having to do with a purpose and a meaning, a regimen. When my grandfather had his first stroke, so I still remember this, I was 13 years old, and I remember the occupational therapist who came, so I used to go to visit them sometimes by myself in Florida, and the occupational therapist came, and she said, you know what, it's a really good thing that you still go to the synagogue, because it gives you a structure. So everyone here is nodding, because I guess this is a Dvarim Pshut, and these are things that are known. But that, I still remember that. And that, I think, is the first level of that Gemara. Number one is that if a person has a structure, Rabbi Palkovitz told me a few times, he says, you need three things in life. He says, you need something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. Those are the three ingredients, he told me. So he says, you have to have something to do. And so many people, Baruch Hashem, today, there are amazing things, especially with technology, how many things we can accomplish at any age. It's really amazing. And someone to love and something to look forward to. That's what he told me. So I think the first thing when I saw this Gemara was like, yeah, because of those people who have a schedule, have something to accomplish, so then that gives them Arichas Yamin. My father's father, who had a very close friend, who is a great scholar, and I went to visit him. When I went to visit him, he was over 90. His name is Rabbi Dr. Meyer Hershkowitz. And Dr. Hershkowitz, in his lifetime, he published 5 books. And I went to visit him, and he said to me, he said he was a Nitzol Shoah, he was an amazing person. He made Aliyah in the 70s, and he gave most of his 7,000 Sfarim to the YU library. And he only brought 1,000 with him to Israel. His apartment was packed with Sfarim, and when he was in his older, late 80s, so he would go to the library, and they would have two younger people carry him up the steps and put him at a desk and bring him his books. So he said to me, he said, look, I told the Rabbon Shalom, I said, as long as you give me, I'll always have something to do. He said, you always have to have a project. That's what he told me. He said, my brother, when he retired, he didn't have any projects for himself, and unfortunately, didn't go. He said, I always have a project, always something to do. So that, I think, is the first statement from this Gemara. Always have something to do. You have to have a project. In this case, it's an added level. What's that? It's going to the Beis HaKnesses, meaning it's a project that has meaning. And that's true at any age. You can find meaning. The idea of Arichas Yamim is because the person feels like, you know, they're accomplishing something. Sometimes you have certain grandmothers that their grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they get so much chias from their grandmother, that's mamash like unbelievable, that's irreplaceable, that role that they play. You know, Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed, I still have two grandmothers, it's an amazing thing. So this is, it fits with the very first Gemara. We go back to the first page. It says the first Gemara, Tanya, on this section Beis, and this appears in the Mishnah, the end of Uktzin and different places, but it's the same upshot. Tanya, there's a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Talmidei Chachamim, sages, kol zman shemazkinim, as they get older, chachma nitosefes bahem, they increase in their wisdom. Shenemar b'yeshishim chachma v'orech yamim tivuna. V'ame ha'aretz, Kol zman shemazkinin tifshus nitosefes behen. People who are foolish, so the older they are, they just have more foolish tikkim. So this is in contrast, this Gemara is in contrast to Chelek Aleph. What was Chelek Aleph? Chelek Aleph was the Gemara criticizing Barzilai HaGiladi. The Gemara criticized him because the Gemara says that he was always running after pleasure. He was always filling him up, filling himself up physically. So you know what happens for a person like that, lo aleinu, if their whole life is about food or things like that, so then as they get older, so then their interest in that wanes, and then they've got nothing left. They don't have any friends, right? Because the pasuk says, "Ulata'ava yivakesh nifrad." A person who's only interested in filling their own desires, they're only concerned about themselves. They don't connect to anybody else. They wake up one day, and it's not filling for them. They're very empty. But a person who has zikna mita, meaning like if they have wisdom, so kol zman shemazkinim, what happens? They have increased wisdom. They have greater meaning. If a person sets out a path for life, and this is, I think, Mrs. Poland, what you were alluding to, it depending on what kind of life you lead, that determines whether or not old age is worthwhile or not. A person who lives a life that has no meaning, so then the longer that they live, they're not contributing anything. They have nothing to add. It was all a selfish, one pursuit for a person themselves after another. But if a person lives a life of meaning, so then kol zman shemazkinim, they do more. I'll one more vignette. Maybe I have too many vignettes today. I was at a certain business. I was at a certain car dealership, and the owner of this car dealership happened to be there. So the person who I was talking to in the car dealership was taking care of something that was with our car. Said he introduced me to this person, and I said to him, I said, you're here. You come to work. He says, I come to work every day. He says, I've come to work every day. I said, that's amazing. He says, I'm 81 years old, I still come to work every day. And then the other individual, who is much, much younger, is close to my age, whispered to me afterwards and said, if I had his money, I'd been on a beach a long time ago. So I thought to myself, if you had that lifestyle, if that's all you were looking for, you wouldn't be on the beach anymore. You'd be somewhere else. Because if this person who was the owner of the dealership, he got such a geschmack, he had so much meaning, and this is what he did, this is what he accomplished, this is what he built. So the difference is, that's what the Gemara is trying to say. If you have a ksil, if you have someone whose life is only about filling themselves up with what tastes good at the shmorg today, so then you're right, when they get older, what do they have to offer? But if a person is the zakein and the seva, like Rav Hirsch talked about, that they have so much wisdom, and that they have so many life experiences that they can share with other people, so then as they get older, their experiences only become more valuable, not less valuable. Kol zman shemazkinin chachmani tosefes bahem. They have greater insight, they have greater wisdom, and that's why we have to appreciate them even more. So what's interesting about this title is, I think, what they were machaving to, what they meant, was what Chazal said. Why everything you know about aging is probably wrong, because people think that aging is horrible and it's terrible and people don't give respect to the people. Yeah, that might be true, but it's dead wrong. Researchers are finding that as people get older, friendships, creativity, and satisfaction with life can all flourish because of what the Gemara says. Because as the chachma grows, so then all of these things, the measures of creativity and friendships and connection. Now, it's on the same page of Gemara. We're not closing our eyes to the fact that there are challenges. There are many limitations. Chelek Aleph talked about the physical limitations. But all of these midos, the idea of zikna, transcends those things. The ability to connect with others, even if a person maybe has those limitations. Obviously, in Rashi said, when zikna v'yosar, unfortunately, at a certain point, then it really does become very difficult. And we have experience where we see people who have that point where it's very difficult. But the idea of looking at zikna and saying that what we, quote unquote, what we as a society think about aging is probably wrong, well, it is wrong. Because vahadarta, kima vahadarta, we're living in the chutzpah yazgei. We're living in a time where people think that the old people should get up for the young people and listen to what the young people say. But Chazal say the opposite. And Rav Soloveitchik said in one of his drushes, and with this we'll close, he pointed out that when Chazal speak, they don't speak in a voice that reflects just the the chazakas, the assumptions about society in the time at which they lived. They spoke, when we look at Chazal and the broad strokes and the things that they explain, they speak to deep psychological human truths. So societies could change, but we know this is the deep truth. The deep truth is that people who are more seasoned, they have so much to offer. And it behooves those of us who have the opportunity to still chop a rhyme to take advantage of those people in our lives and to appreciate what they have to give us.